He's known as the father of modern Iranian sculpture, whose works have been sold for millions at auction. But it's been nearly four decades since the artist Parviz Tanafali has had a major show in the U.S. Until now, that is. The Davis Museum at Wellesley College is now displaying a retrospective of his work. WBUR's Andrea Shea took it in and met the sculptor.
Has no resemblance to lovers in Persian miniature. I didn't want to.
With his head of silver hair and stylish black blazer, Parviz Tanafali looks younger than his 77 years. He speaks candidly as he walks among 175 of his objects, flanked by students from Wellesley. Each piece tells a bit of his personal story. Together, they reveal an arc contemporary art has taken in Iran. Tanafali stops in front of his curvaceous, popular sculptures known as heeches. Heech is the Farsi word for nothing or nothingness, and it's a little hard to describe. On paper, it's a slender piece of calligraphy that's popular in Persian poetry.
I mean, any Iranian could easily read this. It's composed of three letters, H, the head is like H, then the center part is like I or double E. This curve is like CH at the end.
In 1964-65, Tanafali says he transformed the swooping, often metaphorical word for nothing into elegant 3D human-like forms.
The other advantage of this word is all the meanings behind it, which Iranians especially related with this. All the great poets like Rumi, they dealt with this word. They questioned about it. What is heech? I mean, is there nothing?
Tanafali has crafted countless heeches over the past 50 years in ceramic, bronze, fiberglass, even neon. His early work helped revive sculpture as an art form in Iran. Tanafali says the tradition died off after the Arabs conquered Persia in the 7th century because sculpture, which often represented the human body, was seen as sinful. But after studying sculpture in Italy in the 1950s, Tanafali returned to Tehran and opened a studio that became a magnet for other emerging contemporary artists.
It was very exciting for myself. I was young and I thought I was doing something and I worked very hard for it. And when I look at it today, I'm proud of it. They were good days.
But he says they were challenging days too.
Because there weren't that many people trained for art. There weren't that many followers or fans and collectors. People weren't familiar with the modern art I was producing.
Eventually, the Iranian public connected with his heeches. Even so, the prolific artist's other works proved controversial. In 1965, authorities shut down his gallery show in Tehran because it displayed pieces that merged materials and imagery from the East and West. Things got more complex for Tanafali with the Revolution of 79, the hostage crisis, and the aftermath. 10 years later, he left his job teaching at Tehran University and moved his family to Toronto. But the artist still has a foundry studio in Iran and lives there part of the year.
You can really teach a seminar in modern Iranian history through his artwork.
That's the retrospective's co-curator, Shiva Balaghi. She's a Middle Eastern cultural historian at Brown University.
You see the common art of the streets of Tehran represented in his work. You see Iranian folklore, ancient Persian myths. But you also see that within Iranian society and culture, there is this sense of humor that withstands regardless of the day-to-day political situation.
Tanafali also delves into more brutal, confining images, including cages, locks, and jail cells. Still, Balaghi thinks Americans will be surprised to see how optimistic this Iranian artist's work is.
Because often, when Iranian visual culture does make it into the mainstream, it seems very dark. And there is this sense of gratitude for the simple things in life, like the image of a bird flying. You know, like the shape of a letter in the alphabet.
He's definitely the pride of the Middle Eastern art scene.
That's Ali Kadra of the Dubai-based Middle Eastern contemporary art magazine Canvas. He flew into Boston for a quick 24-hour visit just to see Tanaf Ali's new exhibition. He calls the sculptor a beacon of hope for aspiring artists in the politically tense region.
It's like a chain reaction. When a museum is interested, an education program takes place, and the interest keeps growing, and this is how the West will know about Middle Eastern art.
That said, Parviz Tanaf Ali laments how politics have tarnished his country's ability to share its culture.
You know, we used to be very well connected with Western art, with American, European, but now it's unfortunate because so much has been happening in Iran in the last 35 years in culture, music, film, and all of that. A lot of people are not even aware of it.
But that appears to be changing. The Davis is the first of three American museums with shows featuring Iranian artists this year. Tanaf Ali admits he's honored to have his work act as something of a cultural ambassador.
Iran has a long culture, millenniums of culture. But for today, I think this represents Iran pretty good.
Even so, this retrospective of his 50-plus year career is far from complete. Parviz Tanaf Ali's famed interpretations of Persian rugs weren't allowed into the U.S. because the sanctions prohibit their import. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.